Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, February 12th. We're back with you.
We're back.
Yes. I can't believe you're wearing such a thick, furry thing.
It's not as thick as it.
It's like in 1 hour, it gets from chilly to hot here. I don't get it, you know?
I know.
But that's why I'm wearing summer clothes now, because I know what's awaiting me when we're done.
Totally. This morning was one of those mornings. You know, you wake up and you're freezing and you're in the shower and it's just so toasty. You're like, I don't want to leave this shower.
I know.
It's like being
under the covers in bed, right?
I know. It was a hard one to get up this morning.
I know.
Wednesdays are rough for me. I have class till 10 p.m. and then I get home like an hour later. And then, you know, you have that hour of settling down and so.
Will you be okay?
Maybe. We'll see. I'll let you know by like 3 p.m. I'll be face planting into the carpet.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. We do have a guest today. She's running a little behind, but we'll get to her. How you doing, Jen?
I'm great. I love this. Sam left me out this Vanity Fair newspaper clip from the party
party that you went to,
and I didn't see any of the people that are on it there.
Right.
And I don't know when they got there. They must have gotten there really early because they have time slots for that party. So the celebs usually come around, like the big names usually come around like 9 to 10 or 10:30. I got there at around 10:30.
So they must have left already, or
sometimes they just pop in and then leave.
I see, but you still saw big celebrities there.
I saw huge celebrities. Yeah, which was great.
Yeah, talked to Brad Pitt.
I did talk to Brad Pitt.
That's got to be the highlight of your life.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Chaka Khan kissing my cheek, introducing herself to me. I was like, okay. She's like, I'm Chaka. I was like, hey,
yeah.
I'm Jen.
So nothing from the article seemed familiar to you at all?
Well, what they did say that seemed familiar, well, obviously familiar, how did they put it? They go, by the way, the setup of the party is as follows. It's held at the Wallace Annenberg Center for Performing Arts right next to Beverly Hills City Hall. Much of 90210 literally shuts down to accommodate the event with road closures. Very true. There was security everywhere.
Wow.
Black SUVs everywhere. Once you emerge from your car, an a cappella group is ready to serenade you in the entryway, which is really cool. They had an a cappella group literally like singing to you and stuff like that.
Really?
And then you walk down a hallway lined with huge glossy portraits of celebrities, which were really gorgeously backlit.
Right.
And then you reach the recognizable 70-foot long carpet, which is where they had all the press set up. And that's where they did the step and repeat and all that. It was really, it was incredible.
Awesome.
Hey, welcome.
Well, that's cool. So so you had fun at the party.
Oh, my gosh. I had a blast.
So now with the barricades and everything, how did you get through? Do you have like a special invitation you have to show?
Yeah, you have like a special ticket that they give you so that you give your driver. So your driver can show it to the people as you're going through.
Mm.
And then they have the driver roll down the back window so they can look inside the car to make sure they can identify or at least see who's in the back seat.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's very... It's very, very exclusive and awesome. Yeah, I was really excited to be
you.
There.
Yeah,
thanks. It was definitely a life highlight.
Yeah. Our guest just arrived. Before we get to her, I wanted to bring this up. Can you imagine being on a flight and somebody trying to open the door of
Is
the
that
airplane?
What happened?
This woman, a British woman, she was jailed actually for 2 years for trying to open a plane door mid-flight. And she was like on alcohol and medication and shit. And
she was just confused.
No, I think they're saying extremely disruptive behavior. So she just lunged to open the door and she said, you know, I want to die and I'm going to kill all of you. And apparently she doesn't remember much of it, but she's going to jail for 2 years, fined $110,000. And because they had to divert the flight.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Enough with the flying bullshit, you know?
I know.
I'm going to take cars everywhere.
I know, right?
Enough with the airplanes.
What about, would you take a flying car, or is that too much like an aircraft?
A flying car. I don't know. I saw actually that a Tesla with an autopilot crashed in the Bay Area yesterday. Ugh. There was nothing left of the car.
Really?
It was amazing. So
the person clearly died.
Yeah, clearly, yeah. So that was that. And so, yeah, for those of you who like to fly, there you go.
Definitely, there you go.
Yeah, go flying. Yeah. Go flying all you want.
Have fun with it.
Yeah. In the meantime, my brother is still stuck here, can't go back to China. And apparently, this whole virus thing is creating a lot of disruption, you know, in economies and things like that.
Sure.
I mean, China is like such a huge place.
Right. I mean, I saw a video with this mom, and then her daughter was like on the other side of the walkway. They had to be at least, I think, like 50 feet from each other or something like that.
Yeah.
And they just had to yell to each other to communicate. And the daughter was like maybe 6, 7 years old. She brought her mom's soup because her mom is, I think, a nurse or a doctor working in the facility, one of the facilities that they've shut down for Corona. Yeah. And it was just kind of a really touching video. And the daughter was crying. She's like, I miss you. And the mom's like, we're fighting monsters. And
oh, God.
Yeah, it was so sad. Terrible. I was like, no, these terrible poor people.
I know.
I told my family about the ship in Jersey. My sister's bugging out.
Yeah.
Definitely bugging out.
Yeah, go visit the ship.
Yeah, definitely not going to visit the ship at all. I wonder if it's North Jersey or South Jersey. I don't know where that ship is.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's very different.
I have no idea. All right, folks, we're going to get to our guest right now. She finally arrived. We're joined by Kelly Mack yet once again.
Welcome back.
Thank you,
welcome
Jen.
Back. She
thank
had so
you,
much
Sam.
Fun, she wanted to come back.
Right.
So we let you.
Yes.
Well, thank you for letting me in. I am Chinese, but I do not have a virus.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You're Chinese because I thought you were from Vietnam, no?
My dad is Chinese and my mom is Vietnamese. So dad's side came from Canton, China.
Oh, and they met in Vietnam?
Yes.
Oh,
The grand, you know, back in the days, you know, they're all set up. So, so my
mom they
and
were
dad,
like, it was a fixed.
It was fixed.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were they happy?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. Some people say sometimes you're happy.
You get, sometimes you're lucky. Yeah. Sometimes you're lucky, but, you know, we all have our ups and downs.
That's true. Was there like differences in culture and things like that for them?
You know, I really don't think so. I really don't think so because all of Asia, we really practice very, very much the same principles and values, whether you're Korean or Japanese or Thai or Singapore.
We're
all
just,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
So how you doing, Kelly?
I saw an ad for your show.
Did you see that?
I saw an ad for it. Yeah, for the worst chef.
Yeah, tell us more about that. So, are you still on that show? Huh?
Are you watching, Sam?
No, I'm not watching. So that's
Jen is, right?
I don't have a TV.
Okay.
So, I'd have to stream
You actually can, or you can download the app.
Okay.
Okay.
Or you can even, you know, catch it on YouTube.
Is it on the cooking channel?
It's on the Food Network.
Okay.
So there's two different apps. You don't want to download the Food Network Kitchen. You want to download Food Network, period.
Okay.
And then look for Chef Ann Burrell and Elton. That's the season I'm on, 18.
Great.
Uh-huh.
But since we've met a couple of months ago now, right, the show is on. It's very active. And I do have a very loyal fan base, and they're very upset that I am not getting enough airtime, but I think they know what they're doing. Right? You know, they've been on there for 17 seasons, you know.
Yeah.
But and then like the fan base would, you know, would direct message me and saying, you know, how do you not know how to cook?
Yeah.
Well, it's so appropriate because I do not eat meat. You know, and being on the show was out of my comfort zone and a stretch, you know, because I have to handle like raw bird, you know, dead meat and muscles. and you know, this, it was just gross, you know. And but there you go, America. Now, you know, Mama K can't be in the kitchen for very long because I am so known for, you know, living a healthy lifestyle. Jen, we talked about that in my first appearance. And, right. and I'm very good about, you know, organic foods and juices and smoothies. That's a true confession. But I don't know how to. I've never liked to eat meat, and it grosses me out. And you'll, you know, if you have not seen it, you'll see. Like I like, and I believe in karma.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you eat something that's so defenseless, you know, and so you know, like helpless?
Did you see Joaquin Phoenix's Oscar speech?
I did.
What did you think of that?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked me that. Yeah. It shook my core.
It shook my core too.
I
besides the dairy industry bit, the rest of it, even on I its
agree.
Own, yeah.
I agree with you 1,000%. I was not only impressed with his talent, but what came out of his mouth, you know, and his thinking process. Yeah, I love that. And I believe in kindness, you know, and I believe in, you know, you reap what you sow.
Right.
And that just goes back to, you know, that's why I don't want to eat, you know, I personally don't want to eat anything that right. can't defend itself. Doesn't mean right. anybody else can't. But, you know, growing up as a Buddhist, you know, in my family, we believe in, you know, you will get reincarnated. Right. And I don't want to be reincarnated as a bird. You know, or yeah. a cow.
So you
or
think
something.
Most people are going to be reincarnated as animals?
Yes. Okay.
I think at one point in the sequence, at least, you know, depending yeah. on how many times you're reincarnated, I right. think at least right. one of those times.
But I think you're being emotional about it. Let me tell you why. Because animals eat other animals, right? And there's no problem with that because that's nature, you know. You can't, like, use, well, I guess you can, but I don't use emotions to think about that. You
but
know?
You're holding that to the idea that we live in the wild and that we're surviving,
no,
that
not
we're fighting to survive.
I'm just saying it's in our nature to be carnivores, you know, and some people don't like it for certain reasons, and I respect that and everything.
Totally.
But obviously our bodies can handle it and we can handle it.
I mean, we have canines so that we can eat that, but most of our teeth are flat because our bodies are meant to eat mostly plants. Mm. I don't think the problem is that people are eating meat. I think the problem is that people are eating too much meat and not enough vegetables because people think they're getting all of their nutrients from meat, but you really get your nutrients from vegetables.
Right, but that's a different discussion.
We're talking
about, and then you also talk about animals that can't defend themselves. What about animals that can? Would you eat those?
So I'm going to bring you back to the
I mean, animals can defend themselves. You know?
I think Jen is such an incredible addition to the show. I think she's so talented, so intelligent and very talented. I love your perspective. I also respect yours. Uh-huh. And I try to be like really middle road. Uh-huh. And I try not to impose my thinking process or my way of life onto someone else's.
Right. Same.
But that would be unfair.
Right. But I also hear what Sam just said, because back in the day, you know, we do, you know, have to survive. But I also believe with all my heart that Jen is correct according to my, you know, thinking process. Is that, you know, like you look at, you know, the horse, you know, you look at the cows, and what do they eat? They eat grass. And look right. at their physique. So
elephants
amazing.
Too. Right,
and elephants. And so and then say that, you know, like Buddhists, you know, they don't eat meat, period. And then they're healthy, right?
Yeah.
And I also believe that you are what you eat. And I believe that with society, with every other day, you know, you hear shootings, right? You need you hear violence. And I believe that we are a product of our environment. And that is, to me, that is such a cry for us to look internally inside of ourselves and inside of our families, you know. And it's worse than the virus right now that it's going on. So,
because the virus is just right now. The other thing is always.
Yeah. And, you know, growing up here in America since 75, I was very blessed, Sam, to see, you know, the good old days towards the end. Right.
Uh-huh.
But I've been here for like 45 years, you know, and I've seen it change dramatically, and it saddens me. And that I hope that, you know, that we can pay more attention to the violence, you know, that the screams, you know. Do you remember the song? Maybe Jen doesn't remember this. You're too young. but that song, you know, What the World Needs Now
is Love, Sweet Love.
I love that. And it's like one of my first American songs.
That's
and
Burt Bacharach.
I didn't understand the you know, and I would just dance in, you know, in my little, you know, hand me down from the Red Cross, you know, clothes, and just so feeling so peace and grateful. And I would sing the song. And 45 years later, I believe more and more that what the world needs now. Right. And I try to be the change, you know, in the world, especially in California, in Hollywood, that there are so many of us that, again, I'm going to give, you know, everyone respect that they are trying to pursue their hopes and dreams. But I personally want to just draw it back a little bit. And in any way that I can help others, I would like to do that. Right. Without strings attached, you know, and then people, you know, in our town just look at me like, are you for real? You know, like, why are you so nice? You know, and I think it's just a step, you know, just step up what you really believe. And right. And I believe in faith, and I believe that we're all in each other's lives for a reason. And if I can be a little light and a little help, because I came from nothing.
Sure.
And so to give back in any way, even, you know, to listen to someone, you know, that makes me feel good, you know. Right. And I believe that's also why my fans, you know, my following, it's growing, you know, because I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to be authentic, especially here in California, to be bold, to speak my mind, but always try to do it with respect and appreciation and gratitude, you know, for each other.
And everyone's on their own journey. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that a lot of people forget about, is that we're all coming from a completely different place. So there's no way to actually, and we've talked about this before, there's no way to actually compare, because, I mean, especially in our business and in LA and Hollywood, we are constantly comparing ourselves to everyone around us. But that's an unfair comparison, because we're all so different, and you can only compare yourself to yesterday. So
right and I think you both can relate to this, because, you know, people are real, you know, we're human beings. I'm a human being, you know, and I do, you know, have a quick, you know, opinion about someone when I meet them. But I always try to, you know, to put myself in their shoes. Like, you don't know that person until you give them a few minutes to get to know them, and then you have a better perspective about your opinion about them. Because I've always been on the other side of the table, where, you know, that people are real quick to judge me, you know, and you're right. Every one of us are on a different journey. We're writing our own book, and that if we can just stay focused and on our journey, but not be so self-centered that we forget, you know, people that in life, it's just passing us by. And, you know, like right now, I'm like, I'm going to be 56, and that's not good.
It's okay. Age is nothing but a number.
Oh, my God.
I know what you mean. Scary. When you get to your 50s, it's not good.
It's not. And
but,
we try to do good.
You obviously look great. You take care of yourself and everything.
Thank you.
And, you know, I mean, nobody would be able to tell you in your 50s.
Thank you,
so,
Sam.
So it's
thank
important,
you.
I guess, to take care of yourself. Yeah. And that brings us to the Kelly Mack method. Mm-hmm. You're into fitness and all that kind of stuff. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm glad that you asked me that. Everybody asked me that, and I love it. I love it that I take it with a grain of salt and very humble, you know, that people don't think that I'm 100 years old. I'm like, no, I'm that little old lady from Pasadena. You're looking at her. But let me tell you why, you know, I don't look 100, and I might be in my 40s, and that's okay. But I go back to what we were talking about, Jen, and that is just eating right and having the right attitude. And I believe, you know, in this, you know, this hectic world that in the society says that, you know, you're so vain that you're thinking about yourself. Well, you know, if you are on a flight, what do the stewardess says? You know, that like if something happens, you need to put your mask on first before you can help your passenger or anyone that's traveling with you. And that's just as easy as it gets. There's a difference between being in love with yourself and being loving and kind to yourself.
For sure.
And
you're a person too, you know.
Yeah. And I know that through my adversities and challenges in life that I've always been told, like, gosh, you're, you know, and people read me wrong. They're like, oh my gosh, you're just so into you. No, there's a difference. And I'll tell you why, because I live what I believe, and that it goes back to my method. You know, being practical, you know, being present and being mindful of what my thoughts are and what I put in my mouth. And
plus, if you were a total mess, who's going to believe you that your system works?
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
she's got to set an example.
Yeah, right. That's right. And I, you know, I've been, so America, you're going to know that I've had 3 marriages, and that's okay. I'm also known to be like the Elizabeth Taylor in my family, and they're like, oh my gosh. But you know, we all write our own story, right? We're own writer, and you write one character in, and you're thinking, well, maybe this one works, and then okay, well, maybe that one doesn't work. Let's try another one, right? But life is all about taking chances, and I think that, you know, with that compliment, you know, Sam, that I don't look my age, and I think it's because of my attitude towards my adversities, you know, because I have all the right reasons to be jaded and to be bitter and angry, but I choose not to, because I believe that my best days are coming, and I believe that I am more to give, you know, in addition to being a mother.
Right.
You know, and so my method is very, very practical based on how I was raised. And in this room, I can literally find ways to exercise.
For sure.
Yes. Wow. And so if I can teach.
I can't, even when I'm in a gym.
And that goes back to the crowd that you hang around with, right? Back in the day when, you know, mom and grandma would say, you know, you have to be careful with the people that you hang out with, because they do affect you, whether they're going to lift you or they're going to drain you. And I hope to be, you know, of encouragement to you, Sam, and you know, Jen, you're beautiful.
Thank you. They say you're the sum of the 5 closest people to you.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how true that is, but I think there's some truth to it.
Yes, there is some truth to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's not who you are, it comes down to like the respect you have for yourself.
Yes.
Too,
yes.
Which is big.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I ask, none of us is exempt to death and hurts and the 5 senses and just living, you know, but I have to say with gratitude and the 50 some years of my life that I have learned humility and compassion and try to forgive and let go. You know that song from Frozen, Let It Go?
Let it go,
right? My daughter is way, way older than that movie, but I have listened to the song and the lyrics, and I just have to run around. Sometimes I just have to let it go. I just have to let it go.
So you have the one daughter, right?
I do.
Out of 3 marriages. So you didn't really just go crazy with the kids.
Sam.
Right?
America.
I'm just saying if you had 2 kids from each marriage, you'd be pretty busy.
Sam.
What?
Okay, I just told you guys, like, I am about being authentic and being the change and being truthful and honest. So, America, you found out that Mama K can cook and that I've had 3 marriages, and Sam just hit another nail, and I'm going to help him nail this one down as well. And that is, I would have had a 31-year-old son. I would have had a 29-year-old daughter, and Michelle is my miracle baby because I almost lost her as well.
Oh, wow.
And the reason those are not here with me is due to domestic violence. That's another cause that's near and dear to my heart.
So
it's not strange that you brought that up, Sam.
Okay, so it's not by choice.
No.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
So you've been through a lot.
I've been through, my life. And, you know, I just got to take a deep breath and say, thank God I have today. I am who I am, and that I can be the person for Michelle that she deserved. I didn't have a mom. I didn't have a dad. I do have them, but they were not in my life. I was raised by his parents. So I think looking back, prepare me to be the mother to Michelle, because he knew he was going to entrust this miracle baby to me. And I promised him that, you know, when I almost lost her, that if you will allow me to have Michelle, that I will take care of her.
Oh, that's very cool. So she's 31 years old now.
She's going to be 24 the end of the month. So she's a leap year baby.
How did I get 31?
I don't know. 31 is a first child.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So she's 24. That's cool.
Yeah, she's for Chinese New Year, she's the year of the rat.
Oh, yeah, me
right?
too. Yeah,
yeah, okay, so we get along.
Yeah, like,
yes.
Okay.
We compliment each other. And for American calendar, she's a leap year baby. So she, you know, she exists on the calendar every 4 years. So it's a big deal this year.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So she's like February 29th?
Yes. And like my friends are like, oh, of course it happens to Kelly's baby. Yes, of course it happens to my baby. She's very special.
Yeah.
Are you guys very, very close?
We're very, very close. I really believe that I had all that, Jen, so I can be. And I'm so blessed. And even though, you know, you and I can relate to this, Sam, because we're still single, right? And we're still searching. But I'm not sure if you have children, but at the end of all of this, you know, I'm okay, Jen.
Yeah, I mean, they
a little and more I know you extra have, special. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they say that, sure. that life gives you only what you can handle. You know?
Of course, that's really amazing.
And that's very cool because, I mean, you've been through a lot, you know, but obviously you've been able to handle it all and now be like a very positive person. You know, very enthusiastic about things and stuff. So that's a gift that you got, you know, like despite all the adversity and everything.
I think so, I've known people who have had kids because they've gotten married and have kids because they weren't sure what to do with their lives. They didn't know how to fight for themselves. They didn't know how to stop and get to know themselves and figure out like where their life is going. And so they kind of just throw a marriage and kids onto that because they think that's the next best step. And and sometimes they're miserable after that. And I think there are some people that really want to have children and who really, really fight for that. And they fight their whole lives for that. And one of my really closest friends, she's adopted and her mom fought for so long to have a child. And she adopted her from Taiwan when she was, I think, 3 months old.
Thank you.
And it's like her prize, her love. She just like loves her so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a miracle to have what you really, really want that.
Yeah. And I know you're close to your mom.
So close.
Yeah. So keep her because you can return everything else or everybody else. But moms and dads and children are permanent. You know,
that's right. You don't get to choose, right?
That's right. You're so beautiful. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Sam.
So you've developed the Kelly Mack method, and you guys can check it out more when you go on the website, KellyMackMethod.com. Mm-hmm. And what is that, Kelly? Tell us a little bit about the method.
So the method is more about life coaching, Sam. Just basically what we talked about. Like if you were to come to me and ask me to train you, I would spend quality time with you and get to know you. If you're looking for a quick fix, I wouldn't be the coach for you. Yeah. And the way that I train my clients is more long term. I see myself like that import car, right? And you can count on me because my clients are, you know, 12 years, they've been with me 12 years and more, and they're still coming. And then the new ones are addicted to Kelly. They're like, oh my gosh, I love your enthusiasm and your techniques and all of that. So if you were a new client, I would definitely take the time to get to know you. I'm not about, you know, making monetary gains. To me, richness is so subjective.
Sure.
And so it's nice that we have money, but I feel so rich because I have such a loyal clientele and my health, and that I can be influential. I feel very humble and grateful for their business, and I want to take good care of them. I am that, you know, Lexus or that Infiniti, that Asian import that you can count on, because I want to set them up for success. And that's one of my teaching, you know, verbal cues. It's like, I need to set you up for success. So whatever we're doing right now, just know I'm setting you up for success.
Right.
And they appreciate that.
Yeah. I can imagine. Now, so you're very fit. Do you work out every day?
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for seeing that.
Of course. Well, you know, I mean, that's what you're about, really.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I do. I do practice what I preach, and and I do kick my own butt, and I've done it for a long time, and so I figure out the combination for me. And I've done it since I was 14, went to school, went to college, and I've got those certifications and everything. So, yeah, I do. In between clients, I try. Some days I'm lucky if I get like an hour. And some days it's so hard, like right after the Oscars this weekend, Monday I did not get anything in. It's just like post Oscars, and I had opportunities given to me. And I am a one-woman show, so I try to stay active on social media and then, you know, at admin work and then train clients. And but yesterday I had 30 minutes and I definitely kicked my own butt. Wow. And I'm so glad that people can see it. That's such a compliment, because, you know, it can get redundant or it can get stale. And I've seen instructors and trainers in my line of work where it's my opinion. I'm not harsh, right. But they just don't. I mean, if I was a consumer or a potential client, I would look for someone that really represent her or his craft. So thank you very much. Yeah, I love what I do.
Absolutely.
It's Kelly Mack religion.
I love that.
Yeah, right? The Mack Church.
Write a book called The Bible.
Right?
Kelly Mack Bible.
Are you Christian?
You know, that you have some good questions this morning,
Sam. Well,
that's
why I'm here.
why he runs this joint.
Yeah, right.
He did mention God and, you know, what he said for you and everything.
Yeah, so. I'm very lucky to be in your presence by the two of you. I really do appreciate that. And I hope you don't get tired of hearing that, because it just brings you back to being real.
Right.
And, yes, you hear me talk about God and my faith and the higher power, because Grandma Mack, which is my dad's mom and dad mom, who raised me, I see her every morning. She would burn incense and she would, you know, do the whole prayer thing. And I hear her talking to God, and she does, you know, offer incense to Buddhas as Buddha as well. So growing up, I am a product of my grandmother. And so when I get compliments of my good traits, thank goodness, I'm not flawless, but people see and feel my energy.
Right.
I would say it's Grandma Mack, and I hope you're proud of me.
And by the way, Mack is her real name.
Her last name is Cow, C-A-C-A-O.
But Kelly's last name, Mack,
is her husband's last name.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
That's my dad's last name.
Right. But still, I mean, it's your real name.
It is.
Not like you made it up.
No. Everybody's like, you know, is that your, did you keep your marriage? No. In our culture, so, you know, Sam, like if I were to get married again, which I'm open to that.
Mm-hmm. Wink, wink to all the gentlemen listening.
Valentine's this weekend.
What does a single girl do on Valentine's Day?
Okay, so I love that question too. We talk about mom and daughter. My daughter is such a sweetheart. I am so, so picky as to who I spend time with.
Right.
And I just don't want to settle, especially going to be the fourth time, you know, and I definitely don't want to settle for the wrong reasons, you know. And so she goes out of her way to get mom flowers and chocolates. And this year she's got mom and daughter retreat.
Mm.
Wow.
I can see you and your mom doing this.
Yeah.
And so she'll surprise mom.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't know where it is or
anything.
No. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Surprises are nice.
I know.
Good daughter, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can see you doing that for mom, too.
Yeah, I totally would.
Like her, you're, you know, the queen. And so, yeah.
My mom would be like, where are you taking me?
But rolling her eyes the whole way. She knows me, and I'm pretty open, you know, and we're very, very close, and I'm sure we'll have a good time. For me, when I hear her, you know, when she calls me on her way to work or on her way back from work, you know, it's like music to my heart and my soul. I love it.
I know. That's if my mom doesn't call me back for like 2 days, I'm just like,
Mom,
I'm like, SOS, where are you? And she calls. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I'm just making sure you're okay.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
usually me checking in on her versus
You're
her
such
checking
a good
in on
daughter.
Me.
Such a good daughter. I love it. She did a good job.
She did.
Beautiful girl.
She did. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Kelly, do you have brothers and sisters that you grew up with?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And that's another good question, because in our culture, I'm the oldest one, and I'm supposed to like set this bar. Uh-huh. You know, and the standard, and I took care of my siblings, and ironically, I'm the black sheep, and they're like, that's not a good example. You've gone through three, and you're still chasing. Yes, yes, we all have one life. Right. Yes, and to me, I think I'm a pretty good example to just live authentically, and you know, being Asian, this is not just my opinion. It is there's truth to this. It's like I could have raised Michelle to be this prodigy, right? And they wanted me to be that. But I am such a free-spirited girl. I've never been normal, and I'm not about to be normal. And I've never been conventional, so I'm not going to be conventional. And I think that's part of my message too, you know. And social media has been such a blessing, Jen. I've not known about social media until I had to reinvent myself after the third divorce.
Yeah, see. So you like it? You get to connect with people.
Yeah, they do. They're very. I'm sure you guys are tuning in right now.
Yeah. No, for sure. But that's very cool. You know, I mean, it's like. You keep on going, you know, you take the advantage of life to the fullest, you know.
I do.
And that's very nice. So.
And you don't give a shit what anyone else is thinking about it.
Yeah. I love that.
That's the most important part.
How did you know I was going to say that? But it came out of Jen's mouth, not Mama Kay's mouth. It's okay for Jen to say that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with that kind of thing.
I really don't. And I'm just like, okay, you're entitled to your opinion. You know, hate me, fine. Love me, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to stay? Good. You don't? That's okay, too.
Totally.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the perfect example to what you both just said. It's like what yesterday Kobe and his daughter got buried and, you know, all of this. I mean, 2-3 weeks ago, like, from Orange County to Thousand Oaks, that's like less than 2 hours, you know, flight. And I'm sure he was thinking he's going to land and from point A to point B. But
right, and he was almost there.
Yeah. You know, and that's my point. Like, we're not cats. We don't have nine lives. So like, even after this show, I hope to leave with such positive and kindness and love and appreciation for the two of you. That I'll be back,
yeah,
right, with faith,
right.
But if I
so don't take a helicopter, you know, I don't know what to tell you,
or cars, right? But you just never know.
Yeah.
But I want to leave people that I've engaged with, whether it's on social media or my clients or the two of you having me, that you know what, we met her and she is very authentic.
Yeah, right. I think that's. I mean. The new phrase now is authenticity is the new currency.
Yeah.
You know, and I think social media has so many pros and cons. I think it's fantastic for creatives. It's fantastic for people trying to share great messages and things like that. With anything good comes bad and vice versa, you know.
Right.
So I think it's great that you're using it for your advantage.
Yeah. And I think that I have this audience that just love it. They love it because they don't know what Mama Kay is going to say or what, where she's at and what she's doing. And like you said, Sam, I do proceed with much enthusiasm. And, you know, every day it's a gift. Every hour is a gift, as we just learned 2-3 weeks ago. So
that's true. Yeah. So do you think the world in general is a good place these days? Or because you said something about kindness and all that, but I think that the world is better off than it's ever been. You know, I mean, we can see some things that are wrong with it and stuff. You know, we say people hate, people this, people that, but we also have a lot of love and a lot of spirituality in this world that didn't used to exist. You know, I mean, people used to just fight all the time. You know, wars and enslavement and.
More freedom and more understanding.
Right.
You know,
so I think in modern times, I'm glad we were born in these days, you know, because we get to experience a lot.
a lot of changes have happened over the past 100 years alone.
Right.
You know, it's skyrocketed. I mean, even in the past 15, 20 years, things have changed so much. Like, I remember being a kid in elementary school, middle school, high school, and, you know, being gay was like a thing, you know, if some kid was like afraid to come out and everyone was like, we know you are, like, you know, it was just so different. And now it's no big deal at all. And it shows in television and film, like that show we were talking about yesterday, Sex Ed, like there's characters of color, there's characters of all sexualities in that show. And that's just in high school. And it's so normalized now because it's totally okay. Like there's nothing wrong with any of those things. And I feel like we're finally, you know, getting to that point where it's socially acceptable to be who you are.
Right.
And I think that's what's really cool about living today for me. Right. You know?
Yeah, the pros and cons.
I mean, you know, even being in relationships and marrying for love, that was not always the case, you know? I mean, many marriages were just fixed, you know, arranged marriages. Often, you know, kings would marry off their daughters to other countries and stuff. So, you know, it was a political thing.
Right.
So, like, the question of happiness and love did not always exist, you know?
Back in the day, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying, you know, people that try to make the world look bad, it's like, man, look at the positive things, you know?
I like that attitude, you know? No, there. Really. I mean, like, we don't want to deny what is, you know? We don't want to not acknowledge what is, the pros and cons being here and now. You're right, Jen, and that is, it is more more acceptance, you know. And I've not read the Bible, and I don't plan on reading the Bible, but what little I know about Jesus is that he loved us, and he left us with a very simple task, and that is to love one another. And he was a perfect man. And I try not to cry because I believe in him.
Oh, wow.
And
To the point of crying.
Yeah. I don't belong to any man organization, but I do believe that Jesus Christ died for us, and that he was so pure and so perfect that he died for us. And he just said, you know, to love one another as I loved you, you know, and leave the judgment for my Father.
Right.
You know, and so I think all of us here in the school of life, it is a learning process, and we have these human traits to help us try to get through life and to get better, you know, to grow spiritually. And you know, yeah, you know, being gay and all these closet issues are being acknowledged, and it's good because it's not our job to judge one another.
Not at all.
Not at all. Do you think
we get judged, like by God during our lives?
I do.
You do?
I do. Yeah. And I don't live with that fear, Sam. Right. I live with my conscience.
Right.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like, okay, I try to do good. And I've caught myself being, you know, and I try to do better.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's good. At least you're happy.
Yeah.
With yourself, you know, you're doing that, knowing you're doing the right thing for you, and you're not hurting anybody. You're making yourself available to people, helping them out, and things like that.
Yeah.
And in addition to everything, you can't cook with a chef.
I know.
So
you got to follow your gut, you know, always in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're funny, Sam.
Yeah. So if you, it's okay. Cooking is not the top. Skill for people in life.
It's
you know?
Intimidating. It really is. Like, I remember grandma would just say, like, that's part of our culture. Like, you need to be in the kitchen. And I grew up here in America, and I was trying to live the Western style, you know, and I was busy with my life, so I wasn't in the kitchen.
Right.
Looking back, I should have been in the kitchen. But because I wasn't in the kitchen, and now that I'm on TV, being in the kitchen, it's scary, and the clock is ticking, and you've got, you know, the chef, you know, watching you in like a helicopter, you know, and it is very intimidating.
So how do you eat? How do you prepare your food? Do you eat out? How does it happen? I mean, if you don't cook.
I'm so grateful for like ready-made salad bags. So here's a little bit OCD.
I love hearing this because I'm such a cook.
Okay.
I'm like, let's hear it.
So I love going to the farmer's market, you guys. I believe in, you know, supporting the local farmers.
Pasadena has a great farmer's market, so I've heard.
Yeah, and I like just buying enough for a few days so it stays fresh. and I juice because we know how, no matter how much we try, we can't eat and drink everything we need, right?
Oh my gosh, right? I mean, as much produce, you could spend $60 on produce and it makes like one cup of juice.
There you go. Yeah, it's
you're
expensive.
Like, that's it?
Yeah. Yeah. So like for me, like I love salad bags. Okay, my particular fave is arugula. Love arugula. And so I would prepare my meals with those bags. And I love quinoa.
Mm-hmm.
I love quinoa. Do you love quinoa?
I love quinoa. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, quinoa. Yeah. And being Asian, I have to confess, you guys, I do eat carbs, but I'm so grateful that I burn it.
Carbs are okay. Just depends what time of day
you're
eating.
That's right. I love this girl.
Well, she knows what she's talking about.
She's
know?
So smart.
If she likes to cook, she must know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I love salmon.
Okay.
I love salmon. So,
but
so
how do you prepare it? Do you know how to prepare it?
No. I just tell him I would like this one, and then he seasons it for me, and then I go home. I either throw it in, you know, a broiler or bake it.
Okay.
And
you're not afraid of the oven. You just don't know what to do with
it.
Yeah,
and I don't even the funny thing is, Sam, I don't even know how long.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to cook it. So I keep checking to make sure it's not overcooked. But if I fry it, I've not done it, but if I fry it, I probably, you know, get to like salmon jerky or something.
Yeah. Salmon's a pretty quick cook though. It cooks
is
fast,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I haven't cooked with meat in like 12 years. So
good for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I kind of remember some things, but
that's
your
okay.
Body
it's working for you, so you don't need the meat.
Yeah.
Kelly Mack, thank you so much for joining us. Tell people how they can find you on social media since you're so active there.
Yes. So Instagram, not Mama K. It's Kelly Mack Method. And my website is kellymackmethod.com. Now, without the K, because a lot of people think it's Mac, M-A-C,
right.
K. It's actually M-A-C, Kelly Mack, M-A-C, method.com.
Like a Big Mac.
Yeah. Daddy Mac, small Mac.
Right.
So you with that, you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. It's the same name. Kelly Mack Method.
Yeah. And make sure you use the method, because I looked up Kelly Mack and it's like a radio woman or something.
I know. There's some like Caucasian, you know, woman.
Yeah. So, but don't get confused.
The Irish kind of Mack.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. There's a vanilla and there's a mocha.
There you go.
Okay. So we got to go with the mocha.
Mocha. There you go.
Okay. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure.
You're always entertaining and very inspiring, and we love that.
Thank you for having me.
And you're welcome back.
And I apologize for being late. Welcome to LA, right?
I know, right?
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Thank you, guys.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right. Okay, Jen. Thank you.
All right, Sam. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.